Right now, we have brilliant super podcaster politics girl, aka Lee McGowan, who is about to deliver a keynote speech right here, right now. You do not want to miss that. And after that, we've got even more great panels. Am I yelling at you? I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm excited. we've got even more great panels and speakers. So after, not yet, but after this keynote, take a bathroom break, grab a granola bar or a comically oversized turkey leg, and we'll see you back here. But right now, let's go to my intro. Stand by. Here we go. If for anyone just tuning in, I'm Jason Berlin, founder of Field Team 6. And it's great to see everybody, this huge crowd, 336 people on this Zoom right now at our Registered Democrat Summit 2024. I am clearly beyond excited to introduce our next keynote speaker, politics girl Lee McGowan. Lee McGowan does the best political rants you've ever seen. She explains difficult subjects effortlessly. She shows you all sides of a problem, and then she talks about how to fix it in a way that makes you stand up on a chair just alone in your house and start pumping your fist and yelling. She's amazing. She says, when you understand, you care, and when you care, you vote. She has almost 2 million followers on social media and hundreds of millions of views. Well-deserved. I'm sure those numbers are outdated, probably every day. She has been invited to the White House multiple times. She has appeared on MSNBC, and it all culminates now with the greatest moment of her life here at the Registered Democrat Summit 2024. Lee McGowan, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I love this organization. I love Jason. I love the mission. I love the passion of Field Team 6. I think the thing is that as we watch the chaos around us in America and the stripping of women's rights and these seemingly endless criminal trials of our previous and, God forbid, future president, this rising authoritarianism of the Republican Party with proposals like Project 2025 and now Agenda 47, it can all start to feel a bit overwhelming. Like, what are we, the regular people of America, supposed to be doing about this? How can those of us who are often just struggling to get through our own days supposed to be fighting back? You know, like, what power do we have to stop any of this? And I wanted to come here today and tell you that we have a lot of power, but our power gets infinitely greater the bigger our numbers are. So yes, we have our vote and we have to use it, but equally importantly, we have our voice and we have to step into a place of action and advocacy right now, because we really risk losing both in this next election. And that's why I'm so happy to be talking to you today on behalf of an organization like Field Team 6, because I find it so inspiring when I meet people who just simply refuse to sit back while terrible things happen and they choose to take action instead. People who stand up when they know things are wrong and they take the steps to make the change, right? If you want to make a difference in our amazing country as it sits on the precipice of a dictatorship, this is one of those organizations that you should truly be getting behind. And we know there are great organizations out there, great grassroots organizations, but Field Team 6 is really doing something different. And so I think that in today's political climate, there's real power in being proudly partisan, that Field Team 6 is out here trying to get Democrats to vote, because Democrats are the only pro-democracy party America has right now. And we do ourselves a major disservice to pretend otherwise. Now, I want to be really clear. I am very pro-voting, no matter your politics. I think everyone should be voting. But realistically, we don't have the luxury of being Pollyanna about this election. There are people in this country who really are forcing women to give birth against their will, who will let women die of treatable pregnancy complications for their own personal morality. We know that there are people out here demonizing Black people, demonizing immigrants, people who believe if you're gay, you should be locked up, that if you're trans, you should be eradicated from our society. They're using the word eradicated. This is the same party who's telling us they want to get rid of Social Security and public education and repeal our healthcare protections. So we don't want to suppress their votes like they would do to us, but we also don't need to help them get registered, right? So if you are a white Christian nationalist who thinks Donald Trump is above the law and authoritarians like Vladimir Putin and Viktor Orban are leaders that we should look up to, then maybe, you know, find your own way to the polls. We're going to be busy registering people who believe the opposite. And I know that most of us recognize what's going on in our country right now is wrong. I know it sets off major alarm bells when Donald Trump talks about things like opening American academies to teach children real American values, or having freedom cities for young American families to live in the true American way. I know that people don't want to have women being forced to carry their rapist babies, or families don't want to lose the access to IVF. I know the majority of us want to stop this lying and lawlessness that has taken over one of our two major political parties. And we want to make a difference and we want to make it better, but we just aren't sure how to do it. And I feel like this is how. What you're doing right now by being here is how. As Jason says, the solution is as simple as it is positive, right? Like, it's all possible. We need to be reaching out to strangers. It's the number one proven way to win elections. As they say on the Field Team 6 website, we need to track down every good-hearted eligible voter we can find and get them on the voter rolls where they belong. It is hopeful. It is positive. It's proactive. And honestly, it actually works, right? I understand it feels like Trump gets away with everything, but he doesn't, okay? Justice might feel unbearably slow, but progress is happening. Trump did not win in 2020. The Republicans did not get their red wave in 2022. They have lost every special election from Kansas to Ohio to New York. And every time abortion is on the ballot, Democrats win. And abortion is going to be on every single ballot in 2024 because the choice is now between the Republicans' national abortion ban and the Democrats' plan to restore bodily autonomy. That is how stark the difference is. So I think the thing we truly need to understand is that even with the winning argument and the majority sentiment in the country, we can still lose. Republicans are already doing everything possible to win without winning, from refusing to vote for federal voter protections to passing over 500 voter suppression laws in all of the states, limiting who can vote and whose votes count. So we can't pretend any of this is going to be easy. Nothing short of kind of electoral domination is going to stop these people from perverting our democracy for their own retained power. But I don't want you to feel powerless. There are simply more of us than there are of them. More people who believe in freedom and human rights and civil rights and democracy. More of us who want to live under the rule of law in a country where our vote counts. So we just need more of us to vote. Way more. As they say, we need to vote in numbers too big to manipulate and win by margins too large to deny. So we can't be out here wasting our time trying to change the minds of people who think that one race is better than another, or gay people are evil, or the president is allowed to break the law. We need to spend our time and our resources hustling to get people who don't know what's going on, who don't vote, who don't think it matters, registered and fired up for this election. And as I'm sure you've heard, Field Team 6 was able to reach 5 million unregistered, likely Democrats before the 2022 midterms, and it made a gigantic difference. You look at Wisconsin, right? Field Team 6 contacted over 600,000 people by text, by email, by postcard, by phone, and they registered almost 300,000 people. And of those 300,000 people, more than 140,000 of them came out to vote, and Tony Evers retained the Wisconsin governorship by 90,000 votes. Look at Arizona. Field Team 6 contacted over 400,000 potential Democratic voters. They registered over 120,000 people. More than 60,000 of those newly registered voters came out to vote. And Katie Hobbs beat Carrie Lake for governor by 17,000 votes. So this work matters, and it works, and we need your support to continue it, right? Field Team 6 is a volunteer organization. They work with a staff of 120 volunteers. They have 25 specialized teams and 20,000 volunteers nationwide. They push our donations to the limit because it's not a money-making operation, right? It's a democracy-saving operation. So this is not just about getting people out to vote. It's about creating voters who care, creating voters who will make other voters, who will stay involved, who will be part of what should be the greatest democracy in the world and will help us continue to make it so in the future. So if you're here today, thank you so much, right? Continue to come back, volunteer with Field Team 6, tell your friends about Field Team 6, and donate. Always donate because your money is going so far. If you donate to a group like this, you're not just donating to an institution or salaries or a building. You're donating to action. You're donating to finding volunteers and voters where they are and getting them registered so they can come out and make a difference. Field Team 6 has been called the greatest engine of change for a reason. And Jason has always said, we live in this hero-rich environment where we can be one of those heroes. And we don't need to be personally fighting with people who don't believe women should have rights. We need to be registering people who do, right? Like, don't waste your time. Statistics tell us that 60% of unregistered voters have just simply never been asked to register. So we need an army of people out there asking them, right? If we want to keep our democracy, we have no choice. We have to keep the White House, we have to hold the Senate, we have to flip the House, and Field Team 6 is going to be a huge part of that. I often think that sometimes when you've had something for a really long time, you start to take it for granted. I often think of America and democracy as like a couple in a long-term marriage, right? We've been together forever. We're kind of used to each other. And, you know, we just kind of figured democracy would always be there for us. So we didn't really need to pay that much attention to it. And that happens, right? People understand when you get into something, you can get kind of complacent with a relationship. But when you neglect a relationship, when you stop putting in the work to hold on to it or keep it fresh, that's when you can lose it. So we kind of stop paying attention. We don't always fill out the census. We didn't really notice when the Federalist Society stacked our courts with right-wing justices. We didn't get up in arms where our districts were redrawn to favor one party over another. We didn't get outraged when lobbyists started writing our laws or big money groups started taking over our elections. We really took our eye off the ball and we let our relationship with democracy slide. Most people don't vote in every election and a third of the country doesn't vote at all. And that has allowed a very specific group of people with influence and money a very outsized amount of power in our government. So while we were all busy living in a democratic country, we weren't paying attention to our democratic institutions. And that allowed some very powerful people to pass some laws and install leaders to make sure the country was working best for them. The less we paid attention, the more they got accomplished. And now we find ourselves frustrated and asking, like, how come it's like this? And it's like this because we took democracy for granted. And like anything you stop paying attention to, democracy suffered because of it. There are so many people cruising through life thinking that American democracy is a given, but it's not. And we have to acknowledge that democracy is actually pretty fragile right now, but that is something that if we can do something about, and if we don't do something about, we really will lose it. So we let it get really bad, and now we have to do some major damage control. And if we don't want it to go away, we have to just not only win the battle of this election, but win the war. We have to re-engage with our democracy, be part of it again, know that it's an active thing that we can do to make everyone's lives better, which is why Field Team 6's slogan has never meant more to me, which is register Democrats, save the world. Because we know America really has become too big to fail. An autocratic America is the end of it for everyone. Everyone that's like, oh, I think I'll just move away. I'll live in Portugal. No, you're not safe in Portugal, my friend, if America goes autocratic, right? So thank you so much for being here, for caring about democracy. And thank you so much for joining us today and Wanna Help. We literally cannot do it without you. Onward, we can do this.
Oh, Lee, you're amazing.
I'm fired up, you guys. I'm so into it. I'm so into it. I really believe in this country.
You're absolutely right. I do too. We do too. We all of us, and you know, and people not on this call are part of Field Team 6 and part of the just greater resistance or progressive movement. Like, we're the people who stay here. We stay and fight because this is our country. We are the majority.
Yeah.
That's why. We've won every major battle since Trump won in a loophole in 2016. You're so good. This is I can't believe I was able to compose myself. You just you're so good at getting us fired up with the truth, using nothing but the truth. I mean, and just saying, vote in numbers too big to manipulate, win by margins too big to deny.
Right.
It's exactly right. That is what we have to do. You know, it's just instinctive now for me, and I'm sure so many people on this call, like whenever there's a complex issue in the news, TikTok or whatever it is, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, I gotta see what Leah is saying about this, you know, so I know what to think, you know. Is that bad? Probably not good to outsource my thinking.
Good. It's all good. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. You know, we're busy people, right? Like everyone's got their own life. No one has the time to read as much news as I do. So the point is that like, I'm here to make sure people get re-engaged, right? Our democracy needs us all. And we don't have time to be like, oh, I've read 700 news stations. Like we don't have it. I'm doing it. So you don't have to, right? And yeah. That's why I do the podcast. It's why I do the rants. And it's why I have a book coming out in the fall that just breaks down how American government works. Because you know what? Most of us don't know. You go, oh, I had no idea. Like, why am I blaming the president for everything when I really should be blaming the legislature for not passing a law? Because most of us don't know it. You know, we assume we do. We go forward thinking that everyone knows. You say, why do these people vote against their own best interest? Because they don't know they are. Because we're not taught it anymore. And we took our eye off the ball and we don't get it. And now we need to re-engage. And so that's what I'm just attempting to do. Because I really think once you know, you care. And once you care, you can't not care. Once the wool's off your eyes, it doesn't go back on.
Right. That is true. And that is such a huge service you're providing, especially to our side. The Democrats and independents who lean this way, those are the busiest people. Those are the people who are holding down 3-4 jobs who are busy and don't have time. And to just have it all in one place and with, you know, one of your amazing rants, it's like a master class in 3 minutes that I can't believe you memorized perfectly. It's just right there. And it's so, so helpful. Also, I just have to say thank you so much for knowing what we did in Wisconsin. I don't know if I know it as well as you do, those numbers.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Plus, I love Wisconsin. They are absolutely what could be, you know, it's like Michigan, you know, just like what democracy could be when the people really are allowed to be heard. And Wisconsin is trying really hard to get their voices through when they have been gerrymandered into the ground for years. And it's really inspiring.
Oh, my God. Totally. The Democracy Comes to Wisconsin was the title of a Ben Wickler email from the WisDems, because the, you know, Tony Evers, the voters we helped register, got him elected. And then we're sure a lot of those voters helped get Justice Janet Protasiewicz elected last year. And together they got new fair
districts. And that's the thing. It's not that they got Democratic districts. They got fair districts, which is what we should all want. It's what we should all be going for, you know? And that's what we have to keep in mind. It's not that we're trying to beat them at their own game. It's that we're trying to be the better people and also still win, because there is no choice.
Yes. You are amazing. We could not love you more. I know you have to go. Can you tell us?
I have an event.
What's the name of your book before you go?
Oh, it's called Return to Common Sense: How to Fix America Before We Really Blow It.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Everyone buy that. I will buy
Please
it.
Please do. All right, you guys, thank you so much. Yay! Go team!
Thank you.